And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 2 edition here of the NEO Sports Insiders High School Preview Podcast Show. Matt Lodi, along with Tony Bogan, doing the show today from beautiful Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland as the Indians and Twins wrap up their three-game set here right in front of me, actually, right now, as the Indians lead the game 5-2 in the seventh inning. But we're talking high school football here on the NEOSI Preview Podcast Show for the week as we get you set for Week 2 and go back and look a little bit at Week 1. Tony, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well today. It's good to see that the Indians are still atop the AL Central. Browns are about to finish up preseason, and I'm really excited about what's to come this week.
Yeah, it was a very interesting week around high school football for a week one. Before we get into going through a little bit about who won and who lost and giving you the schedules, anything jump out at you for a week one, Tony?
Actually, yeah. Mayfield won 3-0 over Wass Jesuit. That's the kind of score you would see since both teams are very traditionally good at baseball, because someone will look at that and see, oh, they must have played baseball or something, but nope, that was a football score.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Obviously, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, you have to say sometimes in week one you get these blowouts. Like there were some games, I know there was a 73-point game put up by, who was it, Oberlin and Brookside, I think it was. And then you've got teams, like you said, 3-0 was one. I mean, Parma put up 41 points. EC beat Brookside, we just talked about that a moment ago, 56-0. Holy Name over Cleveland Central Catholic, 39-0. It was just a lot of high-scoring games. But you kind of come to expect that in week one, especially non-conference games.
And there were also a couple of nail biters, too. East scraped by Jackson, and Barberton won an OT against Norton.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get through it. First, we'll give you some scores around the area of interest to you. The Great Lakes Conference, Rocky River beat Fairview 30-24. Normandy over Wellington, a game I was at, 48-14. Matt Ash had 5 all-purpose touchdowns in that one. EC over Brookside, we mentioned it a moment ago, 56-0. Another game I was at, Parma beat Lincoln West 41-6. Tonight, I'll be at Normandy and Lincoln West. That game is at Byers Field. The Normandy Invaders, for the second straight year under head coach Brian Darden, look to go to 2-0 to start the year. Holy Name beat Cleveland Central Catholic 39-0. Bay over Keystone 27-6. And North Olmsted, they open up their new stadium with a big win as they beat Valley Forge 28-20. This week, Rocky River goes to Buckeye. That should be a real interesting game. The Buckeye Bucks always tough at home, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Buckeye-Rocky River should be a very fun game. And Rocky River barely got by Fairview in their rivalry last weekend. So week two should be just as exciting for both teams.
Elyria Catholic will take on VASJ. Parma at North Royalton. The Redmen beat up badly there last year. Holy Name will play Padua Saturday. Bay will take on University School. Valley Forge will take on John Marshall. And I mentioned a moment ago, Normandy and Lincoln West tonight. We'll have it for you, all the coverage here on NEO Sports Insiders. The Greater Cleveland Conference scores from last week. Strongsville over Berea Mid Park, 49-35. Menor beat St. Ed's in the big game of the week, Tony, 42-39. What did you take out of Menor and St. Ed's?
I took that both offenses are really good.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We had Solon over Aurora, 25-0. Medina defeated Cleveland Heights, 43-20. Euclid over Glenville, 42-17. It was Shaker Heights over Shaw, 20-6. Brunswick losing at home to Highland, 28-7. And Avon Lake spoiling the party at the new Ely Stadium out in Elyria as they win that game, 42-15. This week, Strongsville-Hudson, it's Menor and Iggy, a huge game. Medina, Highland, Solon, Twinsburg, Euclid, Lorraine, Shaker Heights, and Benny tomorrow afternoon. Brunswick, Cleveland Heights, and Elyria, Bedford. Anything stand out? Of course, Menor and Ed's, or I should say Menor and Iggy, rather, can't go much bigger than Ed's and Iggy to start your year.
Oh, yeah. Menor is definitely, if they could go 2-0 with that non-conference schedule, they're definitely on the fast track to the playoffs in Region 1.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll jump over to the Lake Erie League. Bedford and Nordonia last week. Nordonia with an 18-12 win there. It was Medina all over Cleveland Heights, 43-20. Shaker Heights defeated Shaw, 20-6. Lorraine over Midview in a game that we'll talk about in just a moment, 44-14. Maple Heights, 42, Rhodes 2. And Warrensville Heights over University School, 30-19. Let's talk about Lorraine and Midview. I'll be at the game tomorrow night doing color commentary for one of our partners at AM 930 WEOL. It's North Ridgeville and Midview. And the Rangers, again, last year defeated by Midview 28-0 in week two. But boy, the Middies took it on the chin last week, 44-14 to Lorraine. What did you think of that one?
Guess Lorraine was just tired of all the close losses against Midview. They just came in and just dominated.
Yeah, they played a great game. Let's go through the week 2 schedule real quick. In the Lake Erie League, it's going to be Bedford and Elyria, Cleveland Heights at Brunswick, Maple Heights at Willoughby South. DeShaw will take on a team out of Detroit, Detroit Delta Prep. Lorraine will play Euclid, and Warrensville Heights will play a Gilmore Academy. The North Coast League, the Blue Division first. It was Benedictine all over Ursuline 35-0, Padua 47, Woodridge 14, NDCL over Willoughby South 41-28, Archbishop Hoban over Iggy 21-14, and we talked about how good Hoban is. They're going to be very tough this year, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I expect Hoban to be 2-0 at the end of this week. They've got a really good team.
Very, very good. They'll take on Cardinal Mooney. We'll talk about that in a minute. You got Lake Catholic 31, Stowe, Monroe Falls 7. And like you said, Mayfield 3, Walsh Jesuit nothing. The schedule this week in the Blue Division of the North Coast League, we'll see Benedictine at Shaker Heights, Padua Holy Name, NDCL at West Geauga, Archbishop Hoban, Cardinal Mooney, rather. Lake Catholic will take on Cleveland Central Catholic on Saturday. Walsh Jesuit will take on St. Vincent St. Mary. Over in the White Division, let's go through the scores there. Trinity over Hawken 42-12. It was Warren JFK over Champion 18-15. Holy Name over Cleveland Central Catholic 39-0. St. Thomas Aquinas 41, Western Reserve Academy 6. Gilmore over East Tech 43-8. And Cuyahoga Heights put up 54 in a win over VASJ on Thursday night 54-19. Cuyahoga Heights really, really good this year again, it looks like, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Cuyahoga Heights is definitely going to be the favorite in the CBC this year.
The week 2 schedule, Trinity will take on Independence. Warren JFK will take on La Brea. It'll be Cleveland Central Catholic, Lake Catholic on Saturday, St. Thomas Aquinas and Richmond Heights. Gilmore will take on Warrensville Heights, and VASJ will take on Elyria Catholic. The Stars Division of the Pac, always some good teams there. We talked about Buckeye a couple minutes ago. Boy, they got beat up by Revere. 43-6 in their opener. It was Black River 51, Western Reserve 6. Firelands losing to Edison 41-23. It was Elyria Catholic 56, Brookside nothing. We talked about Wellington. They lose to Normandy 48-14. And Bay losing, or I should say beating Keystone 27-6. The week 2 schedule for the Pac Stars Division, rather, is going to see Black River Northwestern, Buckeye Rocky River, Firelands New London, Brookside Vermilion, Keystone at Cloverleaf, and Wellington will take on Mapleton. By the way, Wellington now on a 12-game losing streak dating back to 2016. Over in the Stripes Division of the Pac, it was Columbia over Independence 35-6. Amherst steal with a shutout of Clearview 33-0. Lutheran West 47, New London 13. Rocky River 30, Fairview 24. John Marshall pounded Brooklyn 47-6. And Vermilion all over Oberlin 56-13. Columbia plays Kirtland this week in week 2. Clearview and Harvey, Lutheran West Hawken, Fairview Wycliffe, Brooklyn Fairport Harding, and Oberlin Lutheran East. Anything there out of the Pac that's of interest to you, Tony?
I would have to say, too, Columbia and Kirtland is one of them, and I would have to say the second one is Fairview-Wycliffe. Wonder if Fairview, after that tough loss, will bounce back against Wycliffe.
All right, let's go to the Senate Athletic League, and a lot of these teams taking it on the chin in week 1 with the non-conference schedule. Rhodes losing to Maple Heights 42-2. Lincoln West losing to Parma 41-6. Gilmore losing, or I should say beating up on East Tech 43-8. It was Wycliffe 21, Collinwood 6. Lutheran East 22, John Adams 12. Here's the one team that got a win out of the Senate, John Marshall 47-6 over Brooklyn. Orange defeated John Hay 28-17. Euclid over Glenville 42-17. And Dover shuts out Cleveland JFK 54-0. So every team there except for John Marshall gets a win, Tony. Or takes a loss, rather. I shouldn't say a win, but a loss.
Oh, yeah. Senate has a lot of very tough opposition in the non-conference schedule. Glenville's got to take on Olentangy Liberty. Rhodes is going to play the second of 5 straight games on the road as they travel all the way to Warren. JFK is going back on the road to play at South Range. And John Adams is traveling to Conneaut. Last Senate team's putting up the miles this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting to see if some of these teams can, you know, get not necessarily even win, but just get back and get some points on the board. And again, as I mentioned more than once already, Lincoln West and Normandy tonight at Byers Field. I'll be there to watch the Wolverines, see if they can get something going after they lose 41-6 to Parma last week. Southwestern Conference. This is interesting, Tony, because here it is week 2, and we're already going to talk about conference play. That is incredible to think about.
Oh, yeah. The two games that catch my eye North Olmsted, Avon Lake, and yep. Avon Olmsted Falls.
And North Olmsted, as we mentioned, a winner in their new stadium in week one. They defeated Valley Forge 28-20. Avon defeated Buchtel on Thursday night, 19-11. It was Strongsville 49, Berea Mid Park 35. Avon Lake ruined the homecoming party, I guess, if you will, for Elyria in their new stadium, 42-15. It was Eastlake North 52, Westlake 43. The Westlake Demons, a tough season last year, but they put some points up in their opener in a losing effort. Olmsted Falls put up 55 in Brecksville. They beat the Bees 55-28. It was Garfield Heights 40, Lakewood 19. North Ridgeville losing to North Royalton 42-25. And as we mentioned before, Amherst over Clearview 33-0 and Lorain over Midview 44-14. So here's your week two schedule. Lakewood Amherst, Westlake Berea Mid Park, North Olmsted Avon Lake, Westlake Berea Mid Park, and Olmsted Falls and Avon. It's just crazy to think that already you're going to get to see some teams out of the Southwest doing battle. The SWC always a meat grinder.
Oh yeah, especially with all the points that are put up, and even when Westlake lost against Eastlake North, Westlake still put up 43 points.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, this is the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show for Week 2. You're listening to Matt Lodi along with Tony Bogan here as we get you set for the Week 2 action. Taking a look back at Week 1 in the Suburban League in the American Division, Talmadge losing to Ravenna 27-21. Barberton and Norton in a good game, 21-20 goes to Barberton. Kent Roosevelt 23, Cuyahoga Falls 7, Highland defeated Brunswick 28-7, Revere over Buckeye 43-6, it was Twinsburg over Copley 49-28, and Solon over Aurora 25-0. The Week 2 schedule, Copley, Firestone, Talmadge, Ellett, Revere North, Barberton, Kenmore, Garfield, Kent Roosevelt at Marlington, Highland at Medina, and Aurora will take on Cuyahoga Valley Christian Academy. Anything out of the American Division of the Suburban League that catches your eye this week?
There are three games in Suburban that do catch my eye. The first is Garfield Heights at Brecksville. Garfield Heights has definitely improved from last year. The second one, I would have to say, is Roosevelt-Marlington. If Roosevelt wins Friday night, it'll be their 500th program victory.
Wow. All right. We'll have to keep an eye on that. We'll talk about it if they get it next week. The National Division of the Suburban League sees Wadsworth over Firestone 63-0 last week. It was North Royalton over North Ridgeville 42-25. Lake Catholic over Stowe Monroe Falls 31-7. Austintown Fitch defeated Hudson 20-9. Twinsburg over Copley 49-28. It was Kent Roosevelt defeating Cuyahoga Falls 23-7. Nordonia over Bedford 18-12. And Olmsted Falls over Brecksville 55-28. The Week 2 schedule, Stowe Monroe Falls will look to get back on track. They could travel to Hilliard-Bradley, Nordonia, Woodridge, Hudson, Strongsville, Cuyahoga Falls, Norton, North Royalton rather, will take on Parma at home. Wadsworth will travel to Worcester, Brecksville, Broadview Heights, Garfield Heights, we talked about that a second ago, and Twinsburg will battle Solon. All right, let's keep moving along here. The Western Reserve Conference, West Geauga defeated Chardon 20-19 in Week 1, Kenston over Streetsboro 44-14, Eastlake North over Westlake 52-43, Madison over Geneva 22-14, Mayfield over Wash Jesuit 3-0, Painesville Riverside falls to Perry 28-14. It was NDCL defeating Willoughby South 41-28, and Hoover defeats Brush 33-14. So interesting games this week. Brush will take on John Hay, Willoughby South Maple Heights, Chardon Perry, Mayfield takes on Jackson, Madison over taking on Lakeside, Painesville Riverside will take on Green, Kenston Chagrin Falls, Brush versus John Hay, and Eastlake North versus Revere. What do you think when you talk a little bit about this Western Reserve Conference? Always tough, the WRC.
I think the WRC is a meat grinder, just like the Southwest Conference. A couple games that really stand out to me, Mayfield and Jackson, both those two teams play close non-conference games, and Kenston Chagrin Falls, which is a yearly rivalry.
Let's move over to the Independents. We already talked a little bit about Menor and St. Ed's. 42-39, Menor gets the win there, and Ignatius takes a loss to Archbishop Hoban 21-14. It was Massillon Washington over SVSM 35-7. It was Warrensville Heights beating University School 30-19. Garfield Heights over Lakewood 40-19. Lutheran East over John Adams 22-20. Western Reserve Academy gets beat up by St. Thomas Aquinas 41-6. And Trinity 42, Hawken 12. This week, SVSM takes on Walsh Jesuit. Iggy and Menor will be played on Saturday. St. Ed's will take on Detroit Cass Tech. University School versus Bay, Garfield Heights, Brecksville, Lutheran East Oberlin. Western Reserve Academy takes on Valley Christian School. That's on Saturday as well. Massillon, Washington, Glen Oak, and Hawken will take on Lutheran West. What's your take on any of the independents this week, Tony?
The two independent ones I'm looking looking for, the first being Garfield Heights-Brecksville. I think that game will be close. Garfield Heights may possibly pull off an upset in that one.
It should be a fun one. Again, there's the Portage Trails Conference. We'll take a look at that next week. We'll start to get you ready for conference play there, along with the Chagrin Valley Conference as well. That's always very a fun conference to watch. Orange defeated John Hay last week 28-7. Perry over Riverside 28-14. It was Beachwood 38, Akron North nothing. Madison over Geneva 22-14. Kirtland over Chagrin Falls. That was 43-0. West Geauga 20, Chardon 19. And it was Berkshire 26, Harvey 23. Orange and Street Streetsboro do battle this week. Perry, Chardon, Beachwood, Collinwood, Geneva, Mogador, Chagrin Falls, Kenston, West Geauga, NDCL, and Harvey versus Clearview. So some good games there in that Chagrin Valley Conference. Akron City Series, Buchdole losing to Avon 19-11. It was Coventry over Kenmore Garfield 33-0. Ellet over Springfield 35-0. It was Akron East over Massillon Jackson 14-13. Firestone gets beat up by Wadsworth 63-0. And Beachwood shuts out Akron North 38-0. So there you have it, Tony. A lot of things going on in high school football in week one. Let's get some takeaways from you before we get to our high school schedule for week two.
I think a lot of takeaways. It was just, first of all, it's good to see high school football back in session again. Second of all, there were really a lot of fun games on Friday nights. There are a few that went down to the wire, a few blowouts. And one thing that stood out to me was Kirtland beating Chagrin 43-0. I think a couple years ago, Kirtland barely scraped by them 14-13, and the fact is Chagrin Falls is two divisions above Kirtland.
Well, again, as you get ready for conference play, usually most teams will play the 3 weeks of non-conference play, unless, again, we talked about it a minute ago, you're in that SWC where you've got all kinds of action already this week in conference play. Let's give you our schedule for week two here at NEOSportsInsiders.com. Vince McKee will be watching Olmsted Falls and Avon. Jerry Sharp will be taking in Cleveland Heights and Brunswick as the Blue Devils look to get back on track. Rob Troutman and the guys at Sports on Tap will take in Westlake and Berea Midpark, two teams that scored some points last week. Patrick Kennedy will be out at Avon Lake. You mentioned it a minute ago, a good one. North Olmsted at Avon Lake. Mike Trevisano will take on Cass Tech and the St. Ed's Eagles. I'll be in action tonight on a Thursday night battle for Lincoln West and Normandy. Tomorrow night, I'll be in North Ridgeville watching the Middies and the North Ridgeville Rangers. Kevin Arnold will be in on hand for Fairview and Wycliffe. And Amanda Rundle will be in action as she watches VASJ and Elyria Catholic. So very busy week again, Tony, when you talk about high school football in the area.
The week two is definitely going to paint a clearer picture so far about what the contenders and everything else that goes on.
Should be a fun one, and that's going to wrap up our podcast here on the NEO Sports Insiders preview podcast for high school football for week two. We'll be back next week for week three, our last week for most teams to have their non-conference games, and we'll get you set up already talking about some conference matchups. Of course, we'll also talk about the SWC. As we keep mentioning, they're already in action with conference play starting tomorrow night. A special thanks to everybody. Special thanks to you, Tony, for being on hand as well. We'll talk to you next week.